Quintus! Quintus! I swear I have to keep a leash on that man. Quintus! Oh, sweet Venus, if he's doing it again, I swear to every god. Ah, now that's a meal. Thank you, Quintus. I appreciate your sacrifice. Now hush up and churn for me. Ahem. Oh, hey, look who finally decided to pay attention to me. You're a literal fucking man, baby. Maybe listen to me when I want to go out, and this won't happen. Idiot. Oh, you want to be around me that badly? Yeah, actually. Be careful what you wish for, boy. Try me, if you insist. Well, hey, get your hands off me. Hey, wait a sec. I was just messing around, Doc. Let me out. Stop. There. Now you'll always be with me.
Ugh, gross.
See what happens when you act like this? You get eaten, idiot.
Look, I'm sorry. Can you let me out now?
Is Quintus still alive?
Maybe.
Well, there's your answer. You'll be stuck there till he reforms. And if he doesn't, then you'll just have to get used to being part of me. A shame, too, that I'd like to eat you under better circumstances.
Getting kind of tight in here.
Good. Now squirm for me, Jedediah. I could use the entertainment we wait for Quintus to get back.
What's your deal with him anyway? Is he better fuck than me?
He's my messenger, you prick. I need him for communication purposes. Our relationship is strictly professional.
Yeah? And I can be always next to you when you're alone.
Do you not always keep a notepad on your person?
Yeah. What's that got to do with...
Pardon me. He's my note-taker as well. Keeps things focused. It's easier if you just talk about these things instead of making a mess, you know? Don't eat my men without my say-so. I have all the edible ones in a legion of their own.
Fine.
Now get on with that wriggling. I find myself bored, and you don't want me to entertain myself by squeezing you harder,
You're a tyrant, you know.
Yes, I'm your tyrant.